Yeah. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
Amen.
He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
Amen.
And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Mm-hmm.
Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her,
Amen.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee,
Amen.
And the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee.
Thank you, Lord.
That also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God.
Amen.
And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Praise God. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. So our topic tonight, with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, yes, we believe, because your word assures us that, Lord, as many that will believe God, all things are possible to them.
Yes.
Father, what we have tonight upon our hearts, Lord, our requests, Lord, the things that, Father, we are looking unto you, Lord, we have been in prayer for long, God.
Yes.
Tonight, we still believe that, God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
In your name. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we receive the God to bless you? God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
I think I have a testimony, and that testimony probably Friday I will say it, and Sunday I will say it again. Amen.
Amen.
You see, always God, he does his things only unusual. Amen. Unusual way. Where you don't expect God, that's where God will be. Amen.
Amen.
You know how the children of Israel went to work in the wilderness and they needed water. The prophet said, the most unusual place, praise God.
Amen.
That was where the fountain of life was coming from.
Mm.
The most unusual place.
Amen.
Desert area. And then, fountain of water coming from what? Rock. Amen.
Amen.
An unusual place. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Last week in Calo, I couldn't go because I had a very bad back pain. And I was looking at the reports as it was unfolding in the WhatsApp, and I saw a place where Pastor put it about our brother Goran praying for a certain old man, and the man had an instant healing.
Amen.
Praise God. The man could not walk, holding on the support. And after Goran has prayed for the person, amen, by the power of God, not his strength, but by the power.
Amen.
Amen. He told the man to throw away his support stick and walk. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. See, that's great. I was thanking God for it. And we came to church. Last Sunday, I was still in pain. Praise God. And so after service, myself, Pastor, and Goran, who was standing back here, and I said, all of them, if you, why don't you allow Goran to pray for you? I say, amen.
Amen.
Goran pulled a chair and said, you sit down, let your back rest completely at the back. Then he held two of my legs together like this. And he said, one of your leg is longer than the other. As one is shorter, praise God. Mm-hmm. Which is very true. If I don't tell you, you will never see it. Mm-hmm. Because I've been telling you about how I got, my leg got broken, completely compound fracture. I saw my, seen my own bone. Amen. Mm-hmm. And how God healed me.
Hallelujah.
It was just a miracle.
Amen.
Praise God. Because the hospital doctors have already condemned that the only thing that could save me is to have my leg amputated right at the top of my knee, which I refused. And I had to sign my own death warrant. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said tetanus has already entered and I have just about probably 2 weeks to live if the amputation doesn't take place. And the team I was playing for, they took me to this herbal clinic. And every day they refused to attend to me because they said, they never seen such a thing before. My legs are swollen. Amen. But I pleaded. That was the time, actually, I tend to cry. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So after the healing, in short, after the healing, truly, my right leg is a little shorter than what the left. Amen. So, Goran said, one of your legs is shorter than the other one. It doesn't matter. So praise God. So he prayed, in short, he prayed. My back. Just right there, in the morning, I was trying to do some little exercise like this. It's coming down so that I'm stretching my leg. Bent. After the prayer right at the back here, I could just go down. Amen.
Amen.
So wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, God, the way how God does His work. That's the reason why we must always want respect everyone.
Amen. Amen.
Don't look down upon anyone. You don't know the gift that God has given to that person.
Mm.
So we thank the Lord. We have someone. Let us all be praying for our precious brother Goran.
Amen.
For the gift that God has given to him. It will manifest really good in this house here and even out from this place. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then the next thing was I waited on the Lord with the message God gave to me this evening. Then I got a text message from Sister Nachisa. We all know Sister Lillian is looking for a visa to go to Switzerland for this convention. Then we've tried in many, many ways. And prayer, we've been praying over it. So I spoke with Pastor that, Pastor, why the church can come and let her head and we see how that also can work whilst we continue praying. So I think when the letter went, they referred them to UK instead of the Austrian embassy in the LNG. Referred them to UK, yeah. So last Sunday I asked them how far. They said they have not yet received any reply from the UK. So just this afternoon, I saw the text. Brother, let's forget about it. Everything couldn't work. Our sister wouldn't be going to the convention and everything. I said, oh, my. Oh, praise the Lord. And I have a faith message here tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That what? With God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I've not given up. My sister, don't give up.
Amen.
Amen. God can do miracles.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. As long as the convention is not 1 hour away, but we have still about what, 2 weeks? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You remember that woman whose child was sick? Perseverance.
Amen.
God, Jesus calling her dog. Say, yes, I accept it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Perseverance. Sometimes God bring all these things to test. How resolute we are. Praise God.
Amen.
So I said, and then I have a faith message here, and then it looks as if everything is a no, sir.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So withdraw your text. We are still gone. Amen. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Our God, He liveth. He said, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible."
Amen.
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 That's
right. And I stand on that. Let us all stand on that because it is the word of God.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Fire needs to be what? We need to push some fire there again to lift the whole thing up again.
Amen.
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 We won't allow it to dim out.
Amen.
But sir, we'll push more fire there tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Now, in the message, God's preparation. Preaching Louisville in 1954. That's the way how the prophet titled this message. He said, God's preparation.
Amen.
He said, now he said, may the Lord bless his word. And I want to speak to you for a few moments on God's preparation. Amen.
Amen.
He said, God always makes a preparation before he does anything. And he always gives ample time, much warning, and then those who spawn that love of warning, there's nothing left but God's judgment. Amen.
Amen.
And he came to Noah's day, and we know it already. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Before God destroyed the antediluvian world in days of Noah, he sent a voice of warning and warned the people to flee from the wrath that was to come. See? And the warning, the voice of warning was so contrary to the church setup of that day. The voice, that warning from God, it was in contrast. It was contrary to what? The church setup of that day. Amen.
Amen.
It was contrary to the wisdom of that day.
Amen.
It was contrary to the knowledge of that day.
Amen.
Because the message was, they should repent from their ways. If not, God is going to bring what? Rain from heaven to destroy the world.
Amen.
That was Noah's message. And it was contrary to every understanding. Contrary to what? Contrary to belief. Contrary to knowledge. World knowledge. Contrary to world wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, until the people loved him to scorn and thought he was what? Crazy man. See? He spoke something that was impossible as far as man was concerned. He spoke something that was contrary to what, as far as man's knowledge, it was what? It was contrary. He said, he spoke something that was impossible
as far as man was concerned.
Amen.
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 Brethren, in all things, let us not put our own what? Our own knowledge and reasoning to it.
That's right.
Let's look unto him. As he said, with God,
amen,
nothing will be what? Impossible.
Amen. Amen.
God, nothing is what? Impossible.
Mm.
So let us not put our own reasoning onto it. Leave it to him. Just
amen.
Believe it.
Amen.
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 That's what he's expecting from us.
Mm.
You can't do it yourself.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
You can never do it. Nothing can you ever. From what effort. You can never do it. He is the one that does it.
Amen.
And all that he's looking for is what? The faith.
Amen.
Upon which he, God, can stand and bring it to pass.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
That Lord said he was going to rain water down out of the sky. And it had never rained. Not even a dew had fallen until that time. But yet he said, he was going to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
And here's where he based his thoughts, as Noah based his thoughts and faith was on what? Because God has said so.
Amen.
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 That's where Noah based his faith. That as long as God has spoken, it has to what? It has to come to pass.
Amen.
He said, that's a good reason. Amen.
Amen.
This very good reason, we'll come to it again somewhere. So that's a good reason. So you and I must always have a good reason.
Amen.
That it is possible.
Amen.
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 No doubt. But have a good reason. And your good reason is that God has spoken.
Amen.
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 That
Amen.
With God, nothing shall be what?
Impossible.
Amen.
Amen.
That's your good reason you are standing on.
Amen.
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 So when God says he's going to do anything, just believe it.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he is going to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet said, if God come down in this building tonight, if God come down in this building tonight and said, it's going to rain tomorrow.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
And if I went everywhere, I will take my umbrella.
Amen.
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 I will take my umbrella because it will be easy for me to take my umbrella if the sun was shining so bright. You understand what the prophet is saying? That no matter, even if the sun is shining so bright.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Because God has spoken that it will rain, I'll take my umbrella.
Amen.
Amen.
No matter how the sun is what? Shining.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I have good reason to take what? My umbrella.
Amen.
Because God has spoken. Amen.
Amen.
I have that good reason that I should take my umbrella. Oh, what man? Look at how the sun is shining, you are holding umbrella. Amen.
Amen.
It's because I have heard from him.
Amen.
That it's going to rain.
Amen.
So no matter how the sun is what shining, because he has spoken,
Amen.
I will take my umbrella.
Amen.
Amen. Is that if he says, don't plant any crop this year, there won't be anything raised, that you will never see me putting any seed in the ground.
Amen.
Amen. Because I have what? A good reason. God has spoken that no seed is going to what? Germinate.
Mm.
A And so I will never do any planting.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
He said, when God always sends his warning. God always makes a preparation. So he sends an angel. Now, many people don't believe in angels. And I don't believe in worship of angels. Because I'm not a Mormon. I don't believe in worshiping angels. And a true angel will not stand to be worshipped. No.
Amen.
Amen.
A true angel. And today, a lot of word. People stand preaching this word, holding on to the word of God, and they want their congregation to control them. I know some people, when they are coming, they have to spread their clothes on the floor for them to walk on. Oh, my. So the angel of God will not stand to be worshipped. He will tell you, worship God.
Amen.
Every time.
Amen.
Amen.
And he will declare Jesus Christ to be the Son of God every time. And he will give all praise and all glory to God. None for himself.
Amen.
So when God goes to do anything, he always sends what? A messenger. And when God is fixing to do something major, he sends a great angel. For instance, Gabriel.
Amen.
What we just read about.
Hallelujah.
Mary.
Amen. Amen.
He sends what? Gabriel. Gabriel announced the first coming of Christ. Did you know that?
Amen.
Good. And angel and Gabriel will announce the second coming of Christ.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. He will sound the front trumpet. Time will be no more. Amen.
Amen.
So, just before the first coming of Christ, there was an old man by name Zechariah. And he was a righteous man, a good man, and with his wife, Elizabeth. And they were keeping all the order of the law and was blameless in it. And the woman was barren. And she had no children. And Zechariah just kept holding on to God. Amen.
Amen.
Zechariah kept on what? Holding on to what? God. That's what we need to do all the time when we put our requests before the Lord. Keep on holding on to God.
Amen.
Keep on holding on to God.
Amen.
Amen. Never give up.
Amen.
Never doubt. Keep on holding on to Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Ah, I believe, as I was saying, oh, praise be to God. Faith message tonight. Amen.
Amen.
It's for a purpose.
Yeah, hallelujah.
It's for a purpose.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's for a purpose. He said, Zechariah just kept holding on to God. Know that God would what? Answer.
Amen.
He knew so. You must also, in your heart, know that whatever you have put before Him, He will answer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And one day while he was in the office, as was burning incense at the church, and while he was burning incense, he looked over. And he saw an angel, you know the story already. And he told him that your wife Elizabeth is going to walk before the child. And you know what Zechariah said. Someone holding on to God. And you knew that God will answer you.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Now, the angel has come telling you that your wife is going to bring forth a child. Yes, Zechariah said, how could this thing be? Amen. Whilst your request is still with the Lord, then you say that, it can't be possible. Oh, my. In His hands?
Amen.
What do you believe is in His hands?
Amen.
Then let your faith continue to walk and hold it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So how could you
And he said, I am Gabriel. That stands in the presence of God. Because you doubt my word, they will be fulfilled in this in their season, but you will be dumb till the day of the baby is born. Amen. So, Zechariah, we all know that story. Amen.
So, he said, the prophet said, you better believe God.
Amen.
That's right. When God speaks anything, it's going to happen anyhow.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, no matter if all the whole rest of the church world downs it, God going to what? Bring it to pass.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he said he's going to do it. When he says he is going to, he's going to do it.
Amen.
So I believe that my request, everything that is upon my heart, I know that God is going to do it.
Amen.
And if God is going to do it, then he will do it.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I believe it.
Amen. So that's the reason today that we know that the things that Jesus said that he did would be repeated again before he comes. You see? That's the reason. We believe it because Jesus has already promised us that all that the thing that he did, we are going to do it again until he comes.
Amen.
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 And we know what he did, and even he said greater than what even he did, we are going to do it. How are we doing it, brethren? Praise God.
Amen.
It has to be what? That same faith. Faith.
Amen.
That can move mountains. Praise God.
Amen.
He said, it's got to be. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet said, it's got to be. His ministry, his life, his power. Amen.
Amen.
Just as he was here on earth, then, and so it is now.
Amen.
His ministry.
Amen. We have the ministry.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
His life. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to happen. It's going to repeat itself again. In his chosen people. His power. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, let's surrender ourselves to it. Because it has already been spoken. And now it needs what? Something. Someone to surrender. Praise God. As the prophet said, all that God needs, amen, is someone that will completely and totally surrender. Amen.
Amen.
He needs that one man.
Amen.
And he can use that one man.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
To bring everything to pass. And Jesus said, this thing that I do, shall you do also, even more than this? For I go to my Father.
Hallelujah.
Is that right? So there's nothing unscriptural.
Amen.
There's nothing unscriptural. Everything is scriptural.
Amen.
To believe that he, what he has said, he is able to do it.
Amen.
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 For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And now look how they walked over and over and over that word. See, while Christ was here, people were, they did what? They walked over and over. And the same thing today, brethren, let us not walk over
Amen.
The promises of God, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
That same ministry is here. That same power is here. That same life is here. Amen. That day, said they walked over and over and over that word. And over that word. And looking all the time for the coming of Jesus Christ. Standing before them, they could not recognize. They could not see it. And they were still expecting what? What? They were still expecting their Messiah.
Oh, my.
He said, looking all the time for the coming of Jesus. And Jesus come in a way that they didn't even recognize it. Is that right? What he did then? He's doing what he did then, he's doing right now. If you don't recognize it, see? Yes, sir. I say that with a humble heart. Now listen to what the prophet is saying, that I am saying this with a humble heart. Christian, not because I'm trying to represent him, but I'm here saying it by the power of an authority of God that is come in a different way. The clergy goes, does not recognize it. It comes in a different way. The clergy, they don't what recognize it. They look at it and say, ah, why? He's just what? Mind reader. You were talking about the prophet, you see. That the prophet is just a mind reader. And the prophet was saying that don't you remember Jesus also they told you that he was what? Beelzebub? So the same thing.
Amen.
Now let's come back to Mary now. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
One sign of evidence. That's the way how I label that what is coming down now.
Amen.
Because the prophet says something like that. He said, now, look at that scholar, Zacharias. Now we are going to look at Zacharias and Mary.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So look at that scholar. Look at that Zacharias. A scholar priest. And had plenty of examples. Now, listen to this. One time someone asked me, he said, brother, listen, I don't understand. Why Zachariah questioned the angel about the birth of John as the wife who conceived? Zachariah questioned. And Mary also questioned. But why Zechariah had some kind of what? Doubt, punishment, or it was taken as a doubt. But both of them questioned.
Come, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So what's the answer?
Mary's question was in faith, Zechariah was in doubt.
Huh?
Mary was in faith. Zachariah was in doubt.
Well, the brother was telling me that the both of them questioned that Zachariah's own was become something like a doubt. But Mary's own was accepted as well. That's the way how the brother put it. But we have an answer here.
Amen.
So keep this answer. Open your ears and listen to the answer.
Amen.
He said, Zachariah had plenty of what? Examples.
Amen.
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 He had Hannah back there. He had Sarah back there. And many women. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That means he as a minister, he knew of these old women. They were barren. Praise God. And God gave them what? Children. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See the position of Zachariah. Amen. He has Sarah and many women, real older than his wife.
Amen.
praise God, had received children after being past the age. See, but he doubted whether it could be possible to what? To his. See the point? Amen. Zechariah had all these words, example. You have been studying the word, the prophet, preaching. Amen. Sarah was what? Barren. And even at the age of what? 90 years. And the husband Abraham, 100 years. Zechariah was standing by the prophet, preaching all these things. Amen. Then an angel comes and stands before you and tells you that the same thing is coming to your home. He said, how can it be? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see the point?
Amen.
You have been preaching it. And now, even you have been believing that your wife, you receive a child. Now it comes, now you what? You are doubting.
Then let's look at Mary's home.
But little Mary had to believe something that had never happened before.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord. You see the difference now?
Amen.
Amen. Mary had to believe something that has not happened before.
Amen.
Amen.
A woman that had never seen a man, then he says, you are going to have a child.
Mm.
It has never happened. Amen.
Amen.
Now, where the two now? Someone who has been standing behind a pulpit preaching it. Now is coming to your home.
Mm.
You say, how can it be?
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
Get this, look at this little girl. Something that has never happened before.
Mm.
Been told. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at what actually Mary said.
Amen.
Amen.
Look. So that's the answer. Look, one. Mary's question, 1:34. Mary's question was what? How shall this be? Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How shall this be? How is it going to what?
Mm.
The way it's going to come.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Oh.
There's no doubt.
Mm.
How is this going to what happen?
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because I know not a man. He's looking at what? How is it going to happen? How is it going to be? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see it? And so when he wanted to know how, and then it was told her that the Holy Spirit will what? Overshadow her.
Amen.
Amen. That also, it has never happened before. There's nothing in the world that has actually happened that way before. And so all that she said was that. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 38. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word.
Amen.
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 You see it? Amen.
Amen.
So that is the difference. See? Someone asks a question that Zechariah and Mary, all of them questioned. But it was Zechariah that it was accepted, it was called that he doubted, and Mary believed. But my brother, my sister, look at the two things now. Amen. Zachariah, the prophet said, Zachariah, he had plenty examples.
Amen.
Amen. He had been preaching it. He had Sarah. He had Hannah. He had Rebecca. He had been preaching them. Praise the Lord. Zachariah had been preaching it. That they were barren and they received what the child. And now, as the prophet said, Zachariah was believing that God would answer him. Now the answer came. Let's go to look at what Zechariah's also question. 1:18. Luke 1:18. He said, where shall I know this? Whereby shall I know this? Oh, so you don't know? Huh? And you've been preaching it?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're preaching about Hannah, Sarah. Now it's coming to you. Now you say that. Whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man and my wife well stricken in years. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah? And you have been preaching about what? Sarah and Abraham. That's what the prophet is saying here. He said, he had Hannah back there, and he had Sarah and many women real older than his wife.
Amen.
Now he's coming to me. How? But how can I know this? Praise the Lord. That's why it was made that Zachariah doubted. But look at Mary. He's asking how the process is going to take. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, let's come back to it again. He said, but little Mary had to believe something that had never happened before.
Amen.
No virgin born child had ever been before. Amen. But she didn't question him. She just took his word and said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word.
Amen.
And away she went. Praise the Lord. Amen. And here is what I like about her.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Here is what I like about her. Amen.
Amen.
Let us all put it into what? Into work.
Amen.
As we are going to hear it.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Is that she went to testifying.
Amen.
She was going to have the baby.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something
amen.
That has never happened before.
Amen.
And he went about testifying it.
Amen.
Oh, my sister, you've got to continue testifying. That I have received the visa.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
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 And that she went testifying she was going to have the baby. Before she had. Oh, that's where I want you to look at. So before she had one sign of evidence.
Amen.
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 He had not even had any sign.
Hallelujah.
Before he had even one sign of evidence that there is what? A child in her womb.
She went there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
See? That's faith. Faith is what?
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that she had before she had one sign of evidence, otherwise of his word, can you do that tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is asking.
Amen.
Can you do that tonight?
Amen.
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 Amen. No evidence.
Yeah.
Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
And evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
The prophet is asking us tonight, can you do that tonight?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
No evidence. But you believe that you have it.
Amen.
You believe that you have gotten it.
Amen.
You believe that it's to come to pass.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We read, for with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
Amen.
That you are a sick person? When God said, I am the Lord that healeth all thy diseases, can you say, thank the Lord, I am healed?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, going out of here and be perfectly normal and well.
Yes.
Why? The Lord said so.
Amen.
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 The Lord said so.
Amen.
I am the Lord that healeth all thy diseases.
Thank you, Lord.
So what promise are you going to take tonight? There are many, many, many promises tonight that you can take
and believe on it. Amen.
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 Now little Mary ran through the streets and said, you know, I'm going to have a baby. Knowing no man. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to have a baby, knowing no man. See? With no evidence, nothing in hell.
Praise God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
There's someone who said, what nonsense is that? Say, why? How do you know? Mm-hmm. Amen.
Why, brother, your faith will be challenged.
That's right.
How do you know? Mm-hmm. How is it going to happen?
Mm.
The Holy Ghost said so.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost said so. That's why the Holy Ghost told me I'm going to have it.
Amen.
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 That she had a good reason. See, we've come back to it again.
Amen.
She had what? A good reason.
Amen.
That's what you and I must always have a good reason of what of our faith.
Yeah.
Because he says so, and that settles it.
Hallelujah.
That's our good reason, that all that we are looking for, what's upon our heart, we have already received them.
Amen.
We have that good reason because
he says so.
Amen.
Amen.
Because she had a good reason to believe it. Is that right?
Amen.
If the Holy Ghost says so, then that settles it.
Amen.
That's right. It settles it.
The prophet repeated it again.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And now he said, now I can see her. I can see her then. She said, I believe I will go up and see how Elizabeth is getting along.
Mm.
Because when the, no, when we read our text, the angel told her, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and that this is the 6th month with her, and who was the one who was called what? A barren. So now here, the prophet dramatizing said, Mary said, I believe I will go up and see how Elizabeth is doing. And she put on her little shawl on, and away she went up the hills of Judea, out of Bethlehem, into Judea. And when she got up there, Elizabeth had hid herself. she was really in a kind of distress.
Amen.
Amen.
The husband cannot talk. What happened to you? Cannot talk. The baby in her womb wouldn't shake anything. She can't feel anything. She was really in distress.
Amen.
And here the prophet said that your husband had healed herself. Oh my. But she had been looking through that, and she was looking through the window. And she seen little Mary coming up. And the way the women did them.
Oh, hallelujah, we are coming to something. Praise God.
They loved one another.
Yes.
Oh, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
That same love here?
Amen.
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 Is that they loved one another, you know? So they ran out and put their arms around one another and give a hug to one another. And oh, they were so glad to see one another. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They were glad to see one another. Brethren, that's the thing that is have to be in the house of God.
Amen.
You see your brother, you are happy. You see your sister, you are happy.
Amen.
You embrace them. Amen.
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 Praise God. Not that kind of handshake. You see, we call it a political opponents. You know their handshake. But let me show you. Yes, you stand far away, I stand far away. They are political opponents. Then they come up one shaking. No, sir! Oh, brother, come! Oh, God bless you! Yes, sir!
Amen.
Political handshake in the house of God. Oh, political opponents. Huh? That's the way how political opponents, they shake hands. One standing there, 1 meter between them. Amen.
Amen.
No, sir.
Yes,
let
sir.
It be what you love.
Amen.
Embrace. Now the prophet, listen here. He said, we lost that kind of love.
Amen.
See? We lost that kind of love. Say, it is too bad we lost that kind of love for one another.
Yes.
See? Hasn't it?
Yes.
Hasn't it?
Sure.
Amen. You can embrace someone, you can't embrace another person. What is it? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes. My brother, let's kill that hope.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, it's too bad we've lost that kind of love for one another. Yeah. Hasn't it? That's right. Nowadays, look. Love is the last thing people think of. Nowadays, that's the thing. Love is what? The last thing people think of. That's the very principle. See? If you want to know what I think, Prophet said, if you want to know what I think, the evidence of the Holy Ghost, amen, it is love.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to know what I think, the evidence of the Holy Ghost is love.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
And then the prophet said, is that right?
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't care what else. You can scream and shout and do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
If you haven't got love, as Paul said, you have nothing.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. You got to have love to go with this there. See? You got that. Without love, you haven't got it. Because God is
love.
Amen.
Love.
Amen.
Amen.
God is love. So today, you know, the love is so hard to find. Because the Bible says so. See? Now,
prophet came to their conversation now.
Amen.
Let's break in now and tune over on their conversation. Said, I can hear Mary say, oh, Elizabeth, I'm so happy, so happy. I know that you are going to be a mother. Elizabeth replied, yes, Mary. But you know, they replied, yes, Mary. I am, that's right. I'm going to be a mother, but you see, I'm scared, Mary. I'm scared. Well, what are you scared about, Elizabeth? Well, it's already 6 months with me as a mother, and there's no life yet that I'm worried about. Mary said, you know what? I was walking home here a few days ago from the well, and the first thing, you know, I saw a big pillar of light before me, and I happened to look at that light, and there stood Gabriel, the archangel, and he said to me that I was going to be overshadowed by the Holy Ghost and was going to bring forth a child too. Mary said, oh, is that right, Mary? Yes. And his name was going to be called Jesus.
Amen.
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 And as soon as he said Jesus,
amen,
the little John got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everybody shout.
Amen.
And jump up. And down in his mother's room.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Amen. The Bible said, see, John, he was born from his mother's womb full of what? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 We already had it.
Amen. Amen.
That's right, you know. Holy Ghost gives what? Life.
Yeah.
And it, when it comes, it gives you life to a dead body. The first time, now, listen to it, I got this thing here, amen. So the first time the name of Jesus was spoken.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
The first time.
Amen.
Amen.
His name started on in the dead were raised.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday,
amen.
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 What was the first time? His name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that? Listen. The Bible said that again. Listen. If the first time that the name of Jesus Christ was spoken in human lips brought life to the dead baby, what ought it to do to a born-again church?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Every dead condition must come back to life.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 In his house, every dead condition, anything that is not responding,
amen,
amen, must come back to life.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All answers that are not what are locked somewhere, it has to open.
Amen.
Doors have to be opened.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Glory.
In nothing but what? In his name. In that name alone. It's the first time.
Hallelujah.
Oh, amen. He said, what is it? It got, what is it to do with what? Diseases. Lord, sir. The house of God, Lord, sir. It will just rid of things like you want. If only you would take it what? Reverently. It will rid of everything. It will take it what? Reverently.
Hallelujah.
It needs that kind of reverence. It needs that kind of what? Godly fear. Now listen to something here. See? Because he said, you can't use it, that he's talking about your lips. What? The first time the lips said Jesus, it brought on what? Death came back to life.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Now, this is what the prophet says, that you can't use it. He's talking about what? Your lips.
Uh-huh.
In slang, out there on the streets.
Yeah.
And come back to the church tonight and expect it to be what? To be healed by it.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can you, when you're out there, you take your lips to say all kinds of what? Ethnic languages. And then come back here and begin to also join in what? Heavenly praises. Oh, my brother, when you make like that, I don't want to say it, but you know it already.
Mm.
See, that's the crow's life. Mm? The crow life. Can eat this and can eat this one. Mm. Praise the Lord. Let us all be like what those.
Amen.
Amen. In the house of God.
Amen.
He said, how come from the same source comes what? Sweet and what? Bitter.
Mm.
From the same source? No, it can't be. Amen. He said, you got to respect it. And love it. And
Amen.
Cherish it. That's the name of Jesus Christ. You got to respect it. You got to love it. You got to cherish it. And put it out in front of everything else. Amen. Tonight, let's put it in front of everything that we want.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because that name, it has not changed. That name still holds the same power. Amen. It still holds the same ministry. As the prophet said, that the same ministry, the same life, the same power.
Amen.
Amen. First time, she said, Jesus, the little John began to jump in his mother's womb for joy. Amen.
Amen.
Said, talk about the name. Amen. There is my baby leaps for joy and begins to shout and jump in the womb. God always had a witness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Always, the prophet said, God always has a witness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, he will take, he said, he will take the man away, but his, the spirit still remains.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Because he always wants a witness. And now we are the witnesses.
Amen.
We have heard about his name.
Mm-hmm.
And that name, as we read, he said, for with God, nothing shall be lost.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord that tonight, all that we have taught probably is not working. This now, put fire back to it again.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's bring it back to life again. Because our God is what? We have not changed.
Amen.
We are the witnesses. Let it now, let that word begin to work, manifest itself in our lives. So that when we, that's the only difference that should that we have what? And the message is that when you move amongst even fellow Christians, there's always what? That's different. Because we have seen the light of this age.
Amen.
So we are witnesses. Let's bring that word to life in our lives.
Mm.
Let us never doubt anything that we are seeking. Let us believe that.
Amen.
He has already done it. And let's hold on to him. Amen. Let's be like what? Mary. Let's witness. That's what the prophet said. One thing I like about that she went up and witnessed. She went up testifying.
Amen.
That I'm going to have it. Something that has never happened before. That's the difference between Zachariah and what Mary. Zechariah had what? The prophet said he had many examples.
Mm.
Amen.
and even the things women that were older than his wife. And now he said, how can I know this?
Mm.
Let us not be that way.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Let's be like Mary. And let it be upon unto me according to the other way. Musicians, come, let's have a song and let's commit our request before him this evening. In the name of God, in him, all things. All things.
Hallelujah.
He says, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Let's continue hoping and let's continue hold on to the Lord. Eh?
Amen.
And to those praying. We'll never leave until the visa is granted. You have a good reason of requesting for the visa to go for this convention. And we are tossing you up and down here. But we still believe that the Lord will make it possible.
Yeah.
the man who stands and say, I am the resurrection and the life. Someone who has been dead for 4 days,
Amen.
Corruption even has entered into the body.
Hallelujah.
But can stand and say,
move the stone.
Tonight, let's move every obstacle. Let's move any hindrances. Because he's here to speak. Come forth, Lazarus. Life
will be restored.
Oh, what manner of man is this? That the billows, the storm, the wind do obey him. My brother, my sister, yes, the storms, the breeze can turn to hail gale at any time in our lives as we go through this journey. Yes, it will happen. But we have one man. What man? We have one man.
Amen.
That name Jesus. That name
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Who can say peace be still. And every billow, every storm, every wind go to obey him.
Yes.
What manner of man is this? You see, here tonight, my brother and my sister. Let's believe like Mary believed.
Amen.
Something that has never happened. But she believed. For all things with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
What's on your heart tonight? My brother, the name Jesus is here. Let's commit all to him now. Believe it by faith. And it's yours. Because as long as you are desiring it, there is what? That fountain to provide for every need. Before you ask it, before the desire was there, as we have heard already.
Amen.
For that deep in you, there must be a deep dwarf to respond and answer.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus, tonight we believe it. We believe in Lord Jesus.
Father, we come before you.
We believe in God. That the name Jesus has not changed.
Father, that you can come, Lord Savior, even in that house.
The ministry, the word is still the same. The light is still the same. The power is still the same. Nothing has changed.
I thank you, Lord.
Oh God, even my life desires to be for the brother's life. Father, Lord, may you protect us.
Que l'ange Seigneur nous accueille, qui est ici, Seigneur, avec nous, qu'il soit Seigneur ici, se manifestant dans l'amour, se manifestant dans l'amour du Seigneur Jésus, le Christ, le Père, ô Dieu de Seigneur, la conscience de ce l'esprit, de chacun de nous, Seigneur, nous craignons ce message.
Prayers and those requests that we have on this
Lord. Father, Lord God, show us, Lord. Father, the word, Father, concerning men, concerning Lord Savior, Father, Zacharias. Lord Savior, we see those two examples, and we desire, Father, to identify with you tonight.
Amen.
Father, we desire, Lord Savior, Father, to be, oh God, Lord Savior, closer to thee, oh God.
Yes.
Father, guide us, keep us, Lord, Father. For you know the needs of your children, Lord.
Yes.
You know, Father, oh God, Lord Savior, Father,
oh Lord,
the levels and where we are. Father, give us, Lord, even as has been ministered this night.
Amen.
Father, oh God, concerning relationship, oh God.
Yes.
Father, oh Jesus, give us, Lord, love. Lord, one for another,
Amen.
Oh God. For Lord, you, Lord, Savior, Father. Oh, say, Lord, Father, where the Holy Ghost is, there's love.
Amen.
Father, Lord, Jesus, we believe, Lord, we all, Father, are filled with love, Lord. But at times we are overshadowed, Lord, Father, with the powers of darkness, oh Lord. And we are binding them tonight. We are rebuking them, Lord, even upon this night, Lord. Father, oh God, remove them from our camps, we pray. Even upon this night, Lord, Savior, God. Father, knowing in the Lord, Savior, that you have called us, Lord, Savior, to our higher order, oh God. Father, as Lord, Savior, we are, Lord, Savior, just sheep, even in the church. Father, you have set, Lord, Savior, men over us, oh God, that, Lord, Savior, have, Lord Savior, a higher authority, O God, Father, to Lord Savior, Father, bind, and Lord Savior, Father, O God, Lord Savior, stop, Lord Savior, the plagues of darkness entering,
yes,
Lord,
yes,
even into the lives of your children, Lord Savior,
yes,
God. Oh, Father, we pray your grace,
even
amidst our lives, O God. Father, what if, Lord Savior, this was my last service, O God? I would desire, Father, as I would check out, Lord Savior, to check out with love, Lord Savior, God. For Lord, Father, Lord, it's only love that will enter even into, Lord Savior, Father, those banks of eternity, O God. Fill us, Lord, with grace. Fill us with love and fill us with wisdom, O God. Fill us, Lord Savior, with things, O God. Lord Savior, those oracles, Lord, of one eye, Lord Savior, God, we pray. Father, you guide us, Lord, as we part. Keep every brother, keep every sister, Lord Savior, God. And let us keep, Lord Savior, Father, this, Lord Savior, Father, word, the shining light, Lord, even amidst our lives, that Lord Savior, wherever we go, Father, people will see that these men, Lord, have been with Christ, Lord Savior, God. Give us your grace as we part. Provide, Lord Savior, Father, opportunity, Lord, for us, Lord, Father, to continue, Lord Savior, Father, to speak to people, Lord, them that thou hast called, Lord Savior, Father, to this, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, Lord Savior, word, Lord Savior, God, and bless our brother, Lord, and Lord, help him, Lord God, shepherd him, Lord, even amidst his life, Lord Savior, God. Father, you, Lord Savior, God, lead us now. Guide us now, shepherd us now, and Lord Savior, we desire, Father, to come back with a testimony, Lord Savior, God.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord Savior, God, and bring, Lord Savior, us again with joy and gladness, Lord Savior. As the psalmist said, Lord Father, he entered in thine house with joy and thanksgiving in his heart. We desire to enter with joy and thanksgiving, Lord, with such excitement, Lord Savior. Father, we look forward to the Friday meeting, Lord, to the Sunday meeting, Lord Savior.
Amen.
But whilst we are in our waiting, Lord, our station of waiting, Lord, Father, we look forward, Lord, Father, to our, Lord Savior, fellowship with you, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Father, give us grace, Lord, and give us mercy, Lord, Father, and meet with us, Lord, in all that we have need of, Lord, upon this time. Guide us, shepherd us now. Bless, Lord Savior, Father, every brother, every sister, Christ,
yes,
is his home. And Lord, Father, as we return again, we desire to return again.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Lord, to bless you all.
Amen.
Precious name. Jesus' name.